The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh yeah, by the way, I got told yesterday that you're that pot's not working. Sorry, I meant to say that before the show, but I'm getting my butt whooped this morning. Got my butt whooped last night, get my butt whooped this morning.
Wow, you just conveniently forgot to tell me that didn't
not inconveniently
work.
Forgot. I regularly forgot.
Was this reported to engineering?
I don't know about that. I know I got a phone call yesterday at 7:30 that was like, "Hey man, I don't know if you guys use it or not, but the
okay.
The sound effect pot doesn't work."
First of all,
I said, "Oh, okay."
Stupid them calling you because you're not on this side of the board. So that was a pretty dumb move. And hopefully that person was smart enough to email engineering.
I would assume so. But you know what they say about making assumptions. Don't. I think is how the phrase goes. Don't make assumptions. I think that's how that phrase goes. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Happy Tuesday.
Again, if you call me, instead of calling the guy who's on the other side, I could say, "Hey, I've accidentally hit this mute button over here," which we've had Chris come in and make me look stupid to tell me you hit the mute button. So I always check the mute button, and I would have told that person to check the mute button.
Well, there you go.
So that's on them. That's what they get.
I think they said it worked all show until like the very end,
which is when they hit the button.
They.
Yes.
They. Them.
Stop consorting.
What the hell you mean consorting?
Consorting.
This sounds like cavorting. I was doing, did something evil.
Yeah. Stop talking to other people on other shows. That's what you should have done and told them to call me.
What a show we have. Exactly what I said was going to happen last night happened. We refused to defend against tight ends, and Travis Kelce made us look like a bunch of jackasses. You know, par for the course. Exactly what I said was going to happen.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift was not wearing Kansas City clothes.
She was not.
So there's definitely trouble. She was just there to spell the rumors that they were were done.
Very sparkly last night. She was very glittery.
The few times that you got to see her, yeah.
Yeah, very, very glittery last night.
Very disappointed in the Chiefs. There's no way that they can win the Super Bowl playing like that. You cannot get in the red zone that many times.
Would you guys go 7 times, had one offense or 2 offensive touchdowns, both on the ground?
Yeah, you can't do that, and they've been struggling with that all season long. I mean, arguably,
you guys are a bad red zone team.
Arguably one of the best kickers in the game, one of the top 3 at least, so that helps. But also, there's the fact, at least they pointed out in the broadcast, that the New Orleans Saints had like the number 1 red zone defense. So, I mean, maybe that's part of the problem.
No, I
throwing an interception in the end zone because it bounced off the receivers. I mean, that's going to happen sometime.
Yeah, that stinks. I mean, that's bad luck.
Good to see a fat boy run, though.
Good to see a fat boy run. They called that a...
I wouldn't call him fat, though. That dude is just, like, thick.
It's a thick pick. He got a thick pick last night. I mean, that game was precisely and exactly what I said it was going to be. The Saints defense is okay. I mean, statistically, it's good, but we can't cover tight ends. We just refuse to hit tight ends, and Kelce made us pay.
Hey, Rob, trips to the right, and they're all tight ends.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, who does that?
Anyone who plays the Saints the rest of the year. We can't cover a tight end to save our butts.
Well, think about it. Well, they have no receivers, so they went trips to the right, tight ends. I thought it was cool.
I mean, it was an Andy Reid game. It really was.
If it wasn't your team, you'd be.
Listen, the Chiefs did exactly what you need to do. I'm going to say the way you played last night is good enough to beat New Orleans but it's not good enough to win the Super Bowl. That's not good enough to beat teams that make it three games deep in the playoffs.
Well, let's say they're the AFC representative. Who are they facing in the NFC? Right now, it would be Minnesota. Are they good enough to beat Minnesota in a shootout?
I can't, with what I saw last night, toss them game slight edge Minnesota. It wasn't good enough to beat. And again, you're not wrong. It's been this way for a couple of years. The NFC is not deep. It's not. You've got Minnesota at the top of the list right now. You've got the Washington Commanders, which, by the way, if you're sitting on a 22-1 ticket for that team to win the NFC East, raise your hand. Oh, just me. You got the Commanders. You got the Vikings. And that's really kind of it. Like, the 49ers are 2-3. That division's being led by the 3-2 Seahawks.
What happened to the 49ers?
CMC. Their entire offense was predicated around CMC, which was silly. And I said that preseason, too. I'm like, look, you got real lucky. You got real fortunate that he was as healthy as he was last year. But you can't bank on that. Now my man's flying to the other side of the freaking globe to try to find some doctor somewhere that can fix his knees up. He's apparently got early onset legit arthritis, like problem. Not like, my knees hurt arthritis. Like, no, your knees don't hurt. They don't work arthritis.
So my kind of arthritis, the way I've been stumbling around here.
Yeah.
Because that's what's wrong with my knee. So, yeah, I definitely hope it's not as bad as mine is, because if it is, he's done.
They have got him. So there is a genuine belief out there right now that he really is done. There's a genuine belief out there right now that here. In fact, I'll give you a clip. This was from Mina Kimes. I think is it gonna work? Yeah, this is from Mina Kimes and Bomani Jones earlier this week. I mean, yeah, that's it. And again, I will say respectfully, because y'all know I like Bomani, I'll go to war for Mina Kimes, all right? I will go to war for Mina Kimes. I love that woman. I think she's fabulous. I think she's fantastic at her job. I also am not going to follow down the... If it's a string of words I've never heard before, it's probably... I don't know, man. I'm not a doctor. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I don't know what's wrong with CMC. But I will say...
Did you just go, if I haven't heard of it before, it's got to be pretty bad?
No, that's literally what she said.
All right.
Literally what Mina Kimes said. And what I'm saying is, while I love Mina Kimes and will go to war for that woman, I don't follow that same path of thought. Oh, if I haven't heard of it, it must be really bad. Although I will say, I've been doing this a very long time. Like, there's very few injuries that pop up that I haven't heard of or can't give you at least some sort of brief, you know, very, very layman's terms description of what that injury is. I haven't heard CMCs. Doesn't mean it's like, oh, that's the end of the world. It just means I haven't heard it. However, I will agree with Bomani that if I've got a pro athlete that is flying around the freaking world to go try to find some experimental therapy to get right, now I'm worried, right? Now I'm worried, because you feel however you want to feel. Our healthcare system in the United States of America is fantastic. If you're rich, the healthcare system's amazing. If you're fortunate enough to have great benefits at your job, the American healthcare system is phenomenal. And I promise you, there's no one in America that has better healthcare benefits at their job than an NFL player. And yet, here's CMC popping on an airplane, flying to the other side of the country. The point here is, the 49ers' entire game plan is predicated on CMC, to the point that I suspect sometime in the very near future, We're going to be having that discussion we had a couple of years ago. Should Deebo Samuels be making more money than any other skill position player in the NFL? Because they utilize him as every skill position in the NFL. Because without CMC, you've seen what happens to this offense. It's how the Niners are losing to the Arizona Cardinals. Who, by the way, great win for the Cardinals. They're also 2-3, right? So the good news for Kansas City with what I saw last night, the good news for Kansas City is you're 5-0. The good news is you are absolutely still one of the best teams in the NFL. The bad news is the Saints freaking suck. And let's keep it a buck here, Zoe. There was never a point you were worried last night. Never a point that it felt like New Orleans, like, oh, there was one throw that Carr overthrew down the sideline. He had Shaheed on a little out route, little flag route on the right-hand side, and Carr just flat out missed him. And if that pass is completed, maybe you're worried the Saints score, keep it a one-score game, and they've got the Momo at that point. But Carr overthrew him by 3 feet, and I literally looked at the wife and went, all right, going to bed.
All right, so I watched the fourth quarter this morning, and there was one he was getting hit, talking about Carr, when he got hurt.
Yep.
And he threw that ball. That ball should have been caught. It went right through the hands of the receiver.
Down on the left-hand side.
Yeah,
on the,
he
yeah.
should have caught that
I
ball.
I
don't know why he didn't. I mean, it went right in between his hands. Did he have a defender on his back? Yeah, but it went between his arms. He should have caught that ball. And that was an amazing throw from David Carr. Could have been his final for a while.
Some sort of oblique injury. Had to get the MRI.
Where's Rattler?
He's the emergency third right now.
Oh.
He may be the backup this week. We may be rolling out Jay Haner against the Buccaneers. We're going to get our asses kicked again this week.
How is Haner better than Rattler?
He's not experience? Yeah. Yeah, he's been in the system for a couple of years. He's been there. He's been in the league a couple of years. My suspicion, and by the way, the Saints are high on both Jay Haner and Spencer Rattler. Like, they're very high on both these guys as potential long-term options here. And I think part of the reason that they drafted Rattler is the belief that at some point down the line, you're going to get to make the decision as to which one's the better of the two backups. And the other guy becomes trade bait because they have a lot of belief in both of these guys. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you went in last night. Kansas City had I don't want to say a bad night offensively. Patrick Mahomes still threw for, 330-some-odd yards last night? I mean, it wasn't a bad night, but I would also point out that, like, there were two or three chunk plays. You had one to Smith-Schuster that was, 60, 70-some-odd yards? All right?
There are a lot of quarterbacks who do that. They throw it short, and the guy who they throw it to is the one who gets all the yards. I mean, that's not unusual.
I don't disagree. And I think sometimes when I say something like that, you take it as a crack against Mahomes. It's not. It's a game plan that worked. It's a game plan that worked. New Orleans was afraid of the deep ball, and so they were playing everybody back. They were, in order to try to, like, this works, in order to try to cause some sort of chaos at the line, we were playing six across the line but dropping three into coverage and rushing three. And it's like, man, aside from Juwan, how many false starts can that guy get in a season?
Yeah, it's my wife pretty angry about that guy, and I get it. I'm not – it's just like, did they not try to replace him?
I mean, he's still really good.
Yeah, apparently he does a good job, but when you hear a false start, you just know it's him.
Yeah. Juwan Taylor had a couple last night.
Andy got mad. Did you see that?
I don't care. You keep putting him out there.
No. You don't see Andy get mad. And so maybe he'll actually do something. I don't know. A trade deadline, do you do something to try to get a different tackle in?
This is what I said last night.
You just got to live with it.
No, I don't know what to tell you. Here's what I know. I know that is, since we started paying attention to Juwan false starts, that's about the 900th. And the only reason I know you is because of your false starts, right? Like, you came on the radar because of how many false starts. And in fairness, the conversation started last year. Because Juwan was getting away with false starts, like, regularly and obnoxiously getting away with false starts. And eventually, and I don't remember which game it was, great one, but you guys were on a primetime game. You guys were on a national game, and there were like four in a row. And everybody's like, yo, are we ever going to flag this? And finally, this offseason, the NFL was like, look, yes, we have to start, right? Like, there's two things that they've been dialing in on. One is the formation. The tackle's helmet cannot be further back than the hip of the center.
He's still pretty deep. And he really is. I mean, even now.
And number two.
He's a tall guy, though. I mean, that's part of it, but he's still pretty deep.
That the second thing is that kickstart back from offensive tackles, which, again, when you've got athletic defensive ends, and the Saints have got two. They got Chase Young on one side. They got Cam Jordan on the other, right? You cannot have that big kick before the ball is snapped. This dude got, how many did he have last night? Three? I mean, that's just like, it's part of it. So I guess when I put all of that.
I think he was holding also. So he probably had more penalties than anybody
for
combined.
Sure. I was not tweeting last night. I think I sent out two tweets before the game, one of which was, let's get this over with. I had to
go to your account to find out if you actually threw anything up there, because you were pretty silent.
Yeah. What the hell was I going to talk smack for against the 4-0 two-time reigning defending? Like, I'm not talking bleep before that.
Just for fun.
No, it's not fun. Okay. Nothing about that game was fun for me.
Okay, I kind of
nothing about that was fun, right? Like, yes, nothing about that was fun. From the opening drive where Derek Carr throws a ball 8,000 yards in the air, I'm pretty sure, I didn't have the field mic turned all the way up, but I'm pretty sure when Carr was falling backwards and he threw that up in the air, he went, 500, because that's the only thing I can think of.
By the way, Xavier Worthy giving a touchdown to a ball to his mom made me feel really old. There's no way that's his mom.
Somebody sent me a thing.
It's like, how is that? I mean, look at that.
Somebody sent me a thing on Instagram the other day that was like, there's no such thing as cougars to Rob anymore. They're just people his age. They're just women his age now. It's like, yeah, they are. I looked at her. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty lady. I'm like, yo, what up, X-Dub's mom? And then I'm like, she's probably my age. I'm the same age as the parents of the players now. Now, listen, there was nothing fun about that game. I said this on the show yesterday. I didn't come in here wearing Saints gear. I was not going to come in here talking, because there was nothing about that game that was going to be fun for me. And I was exactly right. And for the record, and I told the wife this last night before the game started, she's like, what if you win? I'm like, I'm not going to go in there and talk smack if I win either. Because there's no fun. There's no fun in not talking crap before a game and then talking mad crap if your team gets the upset, unless you're Vanderbilt, in which case, do your thing. I'm good with that.
Yeah, you could do that for a while if you're Vanderbilt.
But outside of that, like, I wasn't going to sit here yesterday and not talk smack with Zoe, and then if we won. But the reality was, we were never winning that game. Dennis Allen's still trash. That didn't change. We scored 40 twice. That doesn't stop Dennis Allen from being booty cheeks. Allen's booty cheeks. Derek Carr's like a fourth ballot Hall of Famer at the best now. He was booty cheeks. I flipped over to the Peyton and Eli broadcast because at least I could like have a chuckle with Paul Rudd. Like, that's it. That's all I had going for me last night.
Paul Rudd, Kansas City Chiefs fan?
Yes. He's still Paul Rudd. He's still one of my favorite Americans. We had fun twice last night. The Shaheed touchdown and the thick. The thick.
Especially after they were just talking about him and his brother, and then he did that.
Yeah. I mean, again,
the fact that his brother's a dancer for Taylor Swift, that's her name. Yeah, and that was really good timing, almost scripted. If you were to think that way.
We don't think that around
here.
Yeah,
if you were. By the way, I'm moving on. I'm wearing Buckeye gear today because they got a big game coming up. So, I mean, you know, Oregon.
We're going to talk college football later. It's real simple. My team's not good.
I didn't come in to talk stuff. You know,
But still Monday Night Football, still got to talk about it, even if I didn't have fun.
No, I know. Like I said at the beginning, I'm disappointed. You got to get in the end zone. Or it's going to be a problem later on.
It is going to be a problem. Here's what I'll say about those two teams last night. The Saints' first 2 weeks were a mirage. They were an illusion. They were nothing more than, you know, every team is going to have, over the course of 17, every team is going to have two or three really good games, and every team is going to have two or three bad games. The Saints just went ahead and burned up their really good games to start the year. That's it. We are, I don't even need to say it. I'll let that one guy say it. That's it. And then on the other hand, Lonzo's Chiefs are good. I am going to argue you better be in the market for a number one wide receiver. I am going to argue that when you start coming up against teams that don't have 36-year-old DeMario Davis as their starting linebacker, and they put somebody on that can, I'm not saying cover Travis Kelce, but like be around him. Just be around him. How many more times do I have to watch 87 sit his ass down in the middle of the defense and not have a gold helmet, sorry, black helmet around within 20 yards? What are we doing?
So you're just ignoring Juju?
Juju was fine.
Who had twice as many yards receiving as Travis Kelce did?
Juju's fine. Juju's fine.
Because it's they focused on Kelce and Rashee Rice went off.
In what world did you focus on Kelce?
All right, can I finish? Early in the season, the focus was on Kelce and taking Kelce out of the game, so Rashee Rice stood out, and now he's gone. Now, they don't know what to do because the defense is trying to focus on Kelce. He still got loose a couple times. But then Juju went off. They're going to find somebody. If you focus on Kelce and don't think that the Chiefs have receivers that can catch the ball, you're wrong. They just don't have that big name. And Worthy's going to get better.
Worthy is Tyreek Hill volume 2.0. He's going to give you three or four catches a game, and one of them's going to be for 80 yards. I mean, he's fine.
Right. And other than Tyreek, who did they have the years? You know, I went back and looked the Super Bowl years. They did not have star wide receivers.
No, you keep,
after our conversation that we had that they got to get a wide. They don't. They absolutely do not.
You keep stumbling into a guy. You stumbled into Rashee Rice last year.
How's it stumbling? They drafted him. That's not stumbling.
Right. Again, it's just like any other draft pick. You don't know that he's going to be the guy until he's the guy. You stumbled into Rashee. There's nothing wrong. Like, I feel like this is one of those times where you take everything personally.
Dude.
It's fine. I wish my team would stumble into talent like
stumbling
that.
Stumbling is negative. It is negative because you're saying you clumsily found something when they have a formula that works.
Anybody that you grab who is not a top 10 pick, you are hoping you stumble into the right pick.
By the way,
that's not a
when
negative.
You're as good as the Chiefs have been, how often do you get a top 10 pick? So you got to make the picks that you get work.
Again, like I said, you're taking this all so personally. Like you're like, bleep the Chiefs. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. You got to find a guy. He's not a Juju's fine, but he's not a one. Like, you've stumbled into that guy. You're going to have to do it again. All right, we'll talk more about that and more as the show rolls on. The Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It does kind of feel right now like the hierarchy of NFL teams is not it's not deep, right? The Texans are 4-1, the Chiefs are 5-0, The Vikings are 5-0. The Commanders are 4-1. We've got a handful of teams that are 3-2. And a couple that are 2-2. And then there's just everybody else. Like, if I asked you right now, let's go division winners. Let's do this. Let's look at our divisional leaders today. The Buffalo Bills lead the AFC East. This past weekend, the Buffalo Bills, and part of it did have to do with the fact that Josh Allen got KO'd on the field. I mean, he got knocked out, and then he came back in that game and never really looked the same after that. We'll see. The Bills are still waiting. Keon Coleman had his big breakout. He had his touchdown down the sideline. Maybe they find a little something. Lonzo, with what we've seen out of the Jets, Dolphins, and Patriots, yes or no, the Bills are winning this division?
Well, if you look at the records, they're still fairly even, but
3-2 for the Bills, 2-3 for the Jets and the Dolphins, 1-4 for the Pats.
Yeah, the Dolphins ain't winning it. The Jets could pull it together, but as of right now, the Bills are the best team.
I'm stunned you or anybody else still has any level of confidence in the Jets. The Jets are a dumpster fire.
There's a certain receiver still out there that could be traded there that would definitely make a difference.
I'll tell you, like, could, but when I got head coach and quarterback that are doing their darndest to lie to us and tell us that, no, guys, honestly, we really are good friends. Now, you don't, no. That organization remains a dumpster fire. Everybody thought Aaron Rodgers showing up was just going to fix it. Guys, when there is an organizational issue, that doesn't just go away because you got a quarterback. Like, it just doesn't. One of the things that I will give credit to the Kansas City Chiefs about is you can talk all you want about Mahomes and about Andy Reid and Travis Kelce and that defense they've assembled, and all those things are true. You know what Kansas City has more than anything else right now? A functional, coherent, unified organization as a whole. When's the last time? You know what the last, I'm trying to think, like, when's the last time you saw anybody get out of lockstep with Kansas City? You had Rashee Rice's issues off the field this offseason. And whether you think it's good guy or bad guy behavior, Kansas City found a way as a unified front to kind of like push that off to the side.
Well, I think Kareem Hunt is a perfect illustration of that with the trouble that he got into. And
got cut by the Chiefs.
Yeah, they cut him. And then they just brought him back. I mean, after a few years. So once you're a Chiefs guy.
See, and again, like outside, and it doesn't matter how many times have I said this, does not matter what anybody thinks other than the organization. It's a fluid organization. That's the problem with the Bills right now. Head coach and quarterback, not on the same page. And the difference is the head coach ain't that good. He's been carried by Josh Allen to this point. But I'll say the Bills win that division. Are the Bills right now, y'all know I'm a Josh Allen guy, a Bills guy. Are the Bills right now good enough to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, if Keon Coleman keeps developing, they can be in the fight. But, like, I don't think the Bills are good enough to beat them now.
Well, they're playing in a couple weeks. We'll see. But that's also regular season.
The Baltimore Ravens are winning that division. The Ravens are 3-2.
I don't know that they're far and away better than anybody. They've lost a couple games.
Including to the Chiefs.
And Pittsburgh is right there. I know you don't want to say Pittsburgh is right there, but they are right there.
I'm not ready to go that far.
They have the same exact record, and there's no way that the Ravens are that much better than the Steelers.
Okay, so one thing that I think that, and I'm going to say this respectfully, one thing I think that a lot of people do is they think all 3-2s are created equal. They're not. A 3-2 that includes the Falcons in week one, the Broncos, and the Chargers is not the same as a 3-2 that the Ravens have put together that includes the Cowboys, Bills, and Bengals. And oh, by the way, the Bengals put up 38. Yep. And finally, that was Jamar and T's best game so far.
Bengals have won one game. You just compared the schedules, and it's not that much of a difference.
I disagree entirely. The Broncos stink. The Chargers stink. The Falcons in week one did not look anywhere close to that good. I still don't think the Falcons are good. I think they just beat a mediocre Saints team last week. That's all. We stink.
Well, Ravens and Steelers will play each other, and we'll see.
We will. So, Baltimore or Pittsburgh? Baltimore can beat Kansas City if they have their best day. Pittsburgh can't. Pittsburgh can't beat Kansas City right now. I know you're a ride or die yins right now because your boy Justin Fields is out there. The Steelers aren't that good.
I mean, I want him to be out there, but the fact that you said he wouldn't makes it even better for me. So, I mean, and you're going to go on the injury.
We didn't go on the injury. That's it. Uh-huh. That's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. Mm-hmm. There's no other reason.
So Russell Wilson is healthy. You're just taking Justin Fields out.
No, that's your – yes. You yes.
Right. Talking to you.
Oh,
I'm
you're asking me
you.
A question. I thought you were making a statement.
No.
If Russell Wilson –
that's a statement I never will make.
If Russell Wilson is healthy, yes. Justin Fields, we have to stop pretending that Justin Fields is out here in the MVP conversation.
He's not.
He's pedestrian right now.
But he's better than Russell Wilson.
No. No. Houston Texans are I actually think Houston can compete in Kansas City right now.
That's the scary team right now, and they do play each other later on in the year. So,
CJ Stroud Selly, when he hit Nico on that 60-yarder, that gangsta ass just was so cold. So cold, bro. CJ, we get it, dog. You ain't got to flex on America like that, my guy. You ain't got to flex on all of us like that. I think Houston's a threat. Nobody else in that division is. The Colts stink. The Titans stink. The Jags stink. I think the Colts have got a chance to be good and get better. But again, we're two seasons in, and I'm like, uh-oh, Anthony Richardson's going to be an injury bug kind of guy, honestly. Kansas City at 5-0, I don't think there's anybody in that division. Like, I'm stunned the Broncos are 3-2. Stunned they're 3-2. I don't think they're going to do much better. The Chargers ain't it. The Raiders ain't it. And who from the NFC? The Vikings and who?
Commanders. I mean,
I am about the Commanders the way you are about the Steelers. I am rooting for them entirely because of the guy that is the signal caller
also,
right now.
The Lions have only lost one game.
Yeah, but like, do they feel the same as they felt last year?
No, but they also, last year, it was near the end of the year when they started getting that momentum.
It's also true. I don't know. I don't feel about the Lions. So I want to. I like Dan Campbell a lot. I just don't feel about that team the way I felt about them last year at the end of the year. We'll talk more NFL as the show moves on. Rob Alonzo, Manu, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. Let's go team by team through the NFL real quick. Talk a lot of NFL in hour one. We'll do a lot of college football in the next hour of the show. Buffalo Bills so far, Lonzo, I'm going to say B minus. I think at 3-2, top of the AFC East for a team that, yes, I still have a lot of questions. I have questions about head coach. I have questions about wide receiver. Keon Coleman did kind of start to round into form a little bit this past weekend. But you've got back-to-back L's. Granted, very close loss to a very good Texans team this weekend and in a game where Josh Allen got his bell rung enough that people were curious about his ability to come back into that game. And they still had a damn near come from behind victory there. The only big L they've taken, 35-10 at the hand of the Ravens. And again, I think the Ravens, are an absolute wagon right now. I'm going to say B minus for a Bills team that we had a lot of question marks about, and yet here they are at the top of their division.
I'm going to agree with you, and normally I wouldn't because of my feelings about Josh Allen, but as I said a couple of weeks ago, he's changed my mind. He is starting, he has less to work with, and he's proven that he's better than I thought he was.
New York Jets, I am going to say for the Jets, let's go with a C- right now. You've got losses to the Niners, Broncos, and Vikings, wins over the hapless Titans and the Patriots, two of the worst teams in the NFL right now, are the only two wins for the Jets, and more importantly, Rodgers looks like he's getting worse, not better. He and Robert Saleh are in the media trying to convince everybody, no, actually, we're totes BFFs, guys. They're a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet away from a high school musical at this point. The Jets, though, I think I'm comfortable now saying after just five games, aren't very good. I'll go D+ for the Jets.
I'm going to go C, and I don't care if the head coach and the quarterback get along. If they were winning, no one would know. And they could like absolutely hate each other, but if they were winning, no one would know. And also, we know that Aaron Rodgers is old, and my understanding,
looking more and more by the day,
plane trips are not good for older people. So I'm just going to blame that loss, the last loss, on that long flight.
I'm not. I'm going to blame it on the fact that they played a team better than they are. Miami Dolphins, D. I mean, they're 2-3, but I also think it's not, I don't want to say it's not entirely their fault. You knew what the risk were trotting Tua Tagovailoa back out there. They did beat the Patriots, but again, the Patriots are, as I told you they would be at the beginning of the year, the worst team in the league. That should not be a shock to anybody at all. They're just not that good. The Dolphins aren't good either. They've got a win over the Jags and a win over the Pats, and that's it. I you got to figure this quarterback thing out without Tua Tagovailoa. I'm also going to say, and this was my fear, I said this before the season started, my biggest fear for Miami was, with a year of tape available, Mike McDaniel's offense was going to look a little hapless this year. Guys were going to have figured it out a little bit. And when you combine that with the loss of Tua Tagovailoa, I think I was spot on about it. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. I'll go a C-minus for Miami.
All right, I'm going to go less with that. But do the Dolphins try to find a quarterback, a Joe Flacco type that's just sitting at home right now to come in and kind of save the day?
I mean, don't you kind of have to, right? Like, this window is not going to be open forever. And it's already showing signs that the league is a catch-up league. You're gonna have a guy come in, you're gonna have that guy innovate, and then the rest of the league's gonna catch up. The only way that does not happen is if you have a guy like an Andy Reid who innovates every year, right? This is why I've said I'm not sold on Sean Payton like everybody else has, because I watched Sean Payton for a very long time innovate, except no, he had Drew Brees. It wasn't like he was coming up with new stuff every year. Mike McDaniel, I wonder if he is gonna be able to kind of start to innovate a little bit. Right now, that answer is no. Patriots, F. But again, you knew what the Patriots going to be. Offensive line's ass. They got nobody. Yeah, you know,
Patriots are that kid who's been he hasn't passed in a couple years. You know, he's not going to pass again. I'm talking about passing. I'm talking about passing the grade since we're going to grades. Did anyone expect them to be better?
No, I didn't. I expected them to be the worst team in the league this year, TBH. I expected them. They might win two games. But again, you knew that about this team coming in. You knew that about this team coming in, that there was going to be a problem there. Let's go to the AFC North. Baltimore. I'm going to give a B to Baltimore at 3-2. I look back at the fact they've got wins right now, 3 in a row, by the way, over the boys, Bills, and Bengals. They do have losses to the Chiefs and the Raiders. That Raiders loss, there's a chance down the line that Raiders loss comes back to haunt them when it's all said and done. So I'm going to say that's a B for the Baltimore Ravens. For the Pittsburgh Steelers through the first quarter of the season, I'm going to give a B+. They do have back-to-back losses at the Colts and back home to the Cowboys. That Cowboys loss shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen. I'm going to say a B. I could probably lower that to a C+, maybe. But I can't go any higher than that. I mean, listen, I think a lot of us have, and understandably so, I think a lot of us have a belief that Mike Tomlin is going to do Mike Tomlin things, and this team is going to find its way into the playoffs and not have or at least not have that losing season that everybody's been worried about. But I also look at the question marks at quarterback. I like I said, I know that Justin Fields, Lonzo, big Justin Fields guy. I'm not sold. He's playing okay. And it doesn't seem like they figured out a way to kind of work around that. Cleveland Browns, F. Cincinnati Bengals, F-. I don't think we have to elaborate too much on either one of those teams. Houston Texans, A+. But this is, again, the Texans are doing exactly what I expected the Texans to do. The Texans and D'Amico Ryan may be the best team in the league. And this is a compliment. The Texans and D'Amico Ryans may be the best team in the league, at understanding exactly what their quarterback needs to thrive, and he is thriving. I mean, they built that offense around C.J. Stroud, and that's a good thing. I think people hear that sometimes, and I think people hear that, and they think that that is like a crack. Like, oh, if you say the team built an offense around the quarterback, it means that the quarterback can't thrive in any situation. Guys, I got news for you. A lot of quarterbacks, who was it? Aaron Rodgers. Like a week ago, Aaron Rodgers was like, look, we're all system quarterbacks, right? Like at the end of the day, there's systems that you're going to play better football in and systems you're not. And I think Houston better than maybe anybody else out there. And there are some teams I would put on the map. But I think Houston has built a team around C.J. Stroud that C.J. Stroud can thrive in. The only loss they have is to the 5-0 Vikings. A-plus for the Houston Texans. This team in a couple of years, I think this team is going to be studied. The way that they built this team and the way that they implemented it around C.J. Stroud. Indianapolis Colts, I'm going to give a C because I think you got to give a grade here. But at the end of the day, I think we're a year and a half in, not even two, we're a year and a quarter in, and I'm already like, I don't think Anthony Richardson's going to be able to stay healthy enough. I think he's got all the talent in the world. I think he's got every bit the ability to succeed. I just don't think he's going to be able to stay healthy. I don't think you can fairly grade the Colts right now. I think Shane Steichen is, without a doubt, one of the better coaches in the NFL. But at the end of the day, as well as he played last year, as well as he played in his start this year, you're rolling out a 72-year-old Joe Flacco. How good can you be?
Well, Flacco is doing,
good.
What, doing what he did last year. He doesn't look bad at all, really. I mean, he actually looks better than some other quarterbacks in the league right now.
That's also not unfair. Not unfair. Tennessee Titans, F. Jacksonville Jaguars, F. Do we need to go any deeper detail than that? I mean, we came with the Jags. Trevor Lawrence is... this weekend was a bad weekend for guys that I want to believe in. Shane Beamer and Trevor Lawrence. Two guys that I lost a lot of faith in this weekend. Trevor Lawrence. Lonzo, I don't know how else to put it. Trevor Lawrence was just missing dudes. That's just it. Now, he also made some wizard throws, but Trevor Lawrence just missed a lot of dudes this weekend. And that's a problem.
My concern for him coming into the NFL is it seemed like he, even though he played really well at Clemson, I mean, one of the best, if not the best, to ever play at that school, is that it seemed like pro-style defenses in college gave him a little bit of a problem. But he had a good enough team around him in Clemson to overcome that. He doesn't in Jacksonville.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. And then to the AFC West, we'll come back and do the NFC later on in the show. Kansas City 5-0. This is going to sound weird. I'm going to say a B-plus for Kansas City. You are 5-0. You cannot do better than a 5-0 start. I'm also going to look, as Lonzo has pointed out, Kansas City has won, of their last, 17 victories, 11 of them have been one-score games. And granted, they've won every one of them. You gut them out. One-score win over Baltimore, one-point win over Cincinnati, five-point win over Atlanta, one-touchdown win over the Chargers. Your biggest margin of victory is 13 last night against the New Orleans Saints, who shot themselves right in their own genitalia. The Chiefs are not playing the best Chiefs ball we've ever seen, but they're also 5-0, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you got there.
Right. I mean, if you look at what the score should have been last night, I mean, it should have been an embarrassing blowout is what it should have been if they could score touchdowns when they get in the red zone, if you don't throw an interception in the end zone. I mean, there's just a lot of things. Also, Harrison Butker missed the field goal. I mean, there's just a lot of things that would have made that score worse.
I don't disagree.
They
but
dominated as far as yards and all that kind of stuff, and that's all great. The stats look good, but if you can't score touchdowns, you are going to struggle later on in the season.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And I mean, listen, there's some opportunities for New Orleans there too. Olave had a couple of drops in that game. You had the big pass to the wide receiver, rookie wide receiver over the left side. That if he catches that, New Orleans is at least putting three more up on the board. Had a couple of drops in the end zone. So yeah. B minus ball. Denver Broncos, I'm going to give them a B minus. They're better than I thought they were going to be. Are they good? No. Are they going to the playoffs? No. Are they a threat to the Chiefs? Absolutely not.
Well, this is what happens when you give Sean Payton a good quarterback as opposed to what he had when he got there, which is why that guy had to be shipped out and is on the bench right now.
Okay. Yes, Bo Nix greater than Russell Wilson.
At this at this moment, yeah. You know why? Well, there's a couple reasons. One, Bo Nix is playing. Russell Wilson is not.
Okay. Chargers 2-2. I'm going to say C- here.
Well, it's going to take him a while.
Right.
Hopefully he never does it because I just don't want them to be good. But Harbaugh wins in the NFL. He does. He just got there.
He just got there. I'll give him a C-, which is average, but I agree. He just got there. And finally, Der Raiders. God, the wheels are off. We all thought the Raiders were so close.
What's this we all stuff?
Me all thought the Raiders were so close. Me all thought the Raiders were right there on the verge.
You remember when all the teams in the West were building in such a way to take down the Chiefs? That just hasn't happened yet.
Well, I mean, look, they are.
Which is what you should do,
I guess. Harbaugh's right there. The Broncos went and got Sean Payton. I'm apparently in the minority of people who think that wasn't a great hire, but they got who Sean Payton swears is the quarterback that he wanted. Again, I don't believe him for a second, but they got their QB. Harbaugh's down in the Chargers. They built an offensive line for the Chargers gets an A+. It's mauling people right now. It's very good. And again, are the Raiders a day? If I could take a quarterback I wanted and drop him into Vegas, I think Vegas is right there. This is an organization that has a bunch of drama holding it back from being a good team. All right, there's your AFC report card. We'll do the same thing for the NFC later on in the show. A lot of college football coming up as we roll through a Tuesday show, which continues after Lonzo seduces you with this sports flash.
The reigning, defending, undisputed Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs took down the Saints last night, 26-13. I didn't say hapless, but I could now since he left the room. Patrick Mahomes threw for 331 yards and one pick, but both Chiefs touchdowns came on the ground. Kareem Hunt had 102 yards and a TD. Juju Smith-Schuster had 130 yards receiving, and Travis Kelce had 70 yards. The Saints finished the night with only 46 rushing yards in the loss. Kansas City is now 5-0. New Orleans drops to 2-3. Both American League divisional series are tied at one game apiece after the Tigers won 3-0 over Cleveland, and the Royals down the Yankees 4-2. Both game threes are tomorrow night and tomorrow afternoon. Both National League series are tied at one game apiece with the Phillies and Mets today at 5:08 and Dodgers versus Padres at 9:08. Tune in Saturday at 12:30 to see the Furman Paladins play the Mocs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.